Good evening, this is Rabbi Haber, and we're up to Perek Tes, chapter 9, in Psalms, in Tehillim. And this one starts deceptively simple. Lamanatzeach, to the conductor, Amus Labein, on the death of a son, Mizmor LeDavid, a song to David. So it sounds like David is somehow singing about the death of a son. We know Avshalom tried to kill David HaMelech, and he was killed, and David HaMelech was very upset about that. We know that there was another son, at least one, that David HaMelech lost. So that would be the simple understanding of the verse, but none of the commentaries say that that's what it was, mostly because when you continue to read the verse, the chapter, it has nothing to do with Avshalom or any other son that David HaMelech had. So what's Almus Labain? So some say that was Goliath. The Radak says that his father said it was Kimchi. Said it was Goliath, but he said Labain. Bain is actually the name of the singer, was the name of the person playing the musical instrument. Some say it's Esav, some say it's Amalek. Donash, some say it's Novel. Labain backwards is Novel, also an enemy of David HaMelech, but none of those really fit into the to the context of the Mizmor, of the chapter, of the psalm. Donash, who was a great grammarian, so he said Labain was a mysterious enemy of the Jewish people that we never heard of. He had a country, he had an army, he bothered the Jewish people, and then eventually he disappeared. And this, when he disappeared and when he was conquered, not necessarily through David HaMelech's own hand, just he was conquered. So David HaMelech sang the song, Amus Labain, on the death of Labain, who we never heard of. Rashi takes a totally different tack, and he says, Almus Labain, Almus means our childhood, and Labain means to make white or to purify, so a song about purifying our childhood. Maybe we'll get back to that in a minute. But the basic theme of the chapter as you go through it, especially looking at it with the approach of Donash, which is that there's this mysterious enemy called Labain, was that there's going to be in life and in the world and in the universe, there are going to be bad people out there. There will be axii of evil. There will be evil empires. There will be bad people out there, and Hashem takes care of them eventually. Eventually, everyone gets their comeuppance. So that's why we have here that famous verse, Yishpot Tevo B'Tzedek. Hashem judges the entire world with tzedek, with righteousness. At a certain moment, we might look, a couple decades ago, we might look and say, how come the Soviet Union's taking over the world? They're so evil. But now they're not. Hashem has his way of meeting out his judgment in the proper time, and Hashem takes revenge for the cries of the innocent. And that's also in this chapter where he says, Kidoresh domim osam zochar lesochach tzakas anovim, says Hashem takes revenge for the blood of those innocent people who suffer, those innocent people who cry. And of course, there's other parts to it. Also, it says Hashem is a misgav ladach. Hashem is a protector for those who are downtrodden. Misgav l'itos patzara, he protects us in hard times. Another famous verse says, V'yivtachu v'cha yodei shemecha k'le'ozavte d'rshecha Hashem, those who know your name will rely on you, Hashem, because you haven't left those who seek you. You don't forget about those who seek you. And that's really what David HaMelech was, King David was singing about, was whether he was talking about Amalek or Esav or this mysterious Labain. He was saying there are enemies out there, and they seem bad, and we ask ourselves why they exist and why they continue to prosper. But eventually, something happened. Something happened to Labain. It wasn't clearly a miracle, but he says something happened. And something's going to happen to the evil people in Iran, and something's going to happen to King Jong-un. Hashem eventually makes justice happen, and he doesn't forget about the people who suffered and the people who need his help. And he ends with the prayer, Shisa Hashem Mora Lehem. Hashem just put your awe on them. Yedu goyim enosh hemosela. People should realize that at the end of the day, they're just human beings and they're just as fickle as anybody else. Doesn't matter if they're running an entire country or they have huge armies or huge weapons. He says they're going to lose their weapons. Tamu charavos lenetzach. They'll lose their weapons forever. So on the one hand, it's a happy thing that we're always going to win, that we're going to be okay. On the other hand, he does say that this is a constant piece of the world. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, he says, Higayon Sela. This is something that's going to go on forever, right? Rashi says, Noha Gozos Sela. It's always going to be like that till Mashiach comes. It's always going to be like that till we completely get rid of all the Esavs and all the Amaleks and all the Labains. Just a final thought right at the beginning of this verse. It says, Oda Hashem B'chol Libi, I will thank Hashem with all my heart. Asapra kol niflosecha, and I will tell all of your wonders. So the Baal Shem Tov says a very interesting thing, which relates right back to what Rashi said. Rashi said that this almus labain is, almus means our childhood, and labain, we're trying to clean up, we're trying to purify our childhood. And the Baal Shem Tov says that when a person is able to praise Hashem with all his heart, even for one moment in life, praise Hashem with all his heart, he says the fact that you used all your heart, that cleanses everything from all your life, backwards and forwards. In other words, even though it's only a moment in time, but since it's all of your heart, so that cleanses everything. And he says, if you're able to thank Hashem with all your heart, you might only be thinking about that at this moment, Hashem's got it all worked out. But in doing so, you're implicitly saying and telling yourself that, you know what, Hashem's had it all worked out all along, and Hashem will have it all worked out for the future. I just may not have recognized it, and I might not recognize it, but since I can praise Him with all my heart at this moment, so I've actually come to that level, at least at this space and time. So that's how David HaMelech says it. He says, "Am natzeach amus labein." I'm going to talk to the conductor now that labein is gone, this enemy that we had is gone. Mizmo David, I'm going to sing, and what am I going to sing? Ode Hashem b'chol libi, right now. I've seen labein fall. I've seen bad people get justice. He says, because of that, I'm going to sing, and because I'm able to sing now, asapra kol nifloisecha, I'm actually telling all of your greatness and all of my life and all of the world and all the history of the world. So by taking one moment and saying, Hashem, at this moment, I understand everything you're doing. If we could be zocha, if we could merit to have that moment, so then that way we can actually give thanks for everything in our entire lives and realize that somehow, even though we didn't recognize it in those previous moments, Hashem was with us then as well. May we all merit that moment of simcha, of happiness, where you can say, Oda Hashem b'chol libi, I thank Hashem with all my heart, and that should have an influence in our entire life. Be well.